WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Texas A&M Vice President of Student Affairs Joe Weber has been suggested as a replacement for outgoing Texas Department of Transportation Executive Director Phil Wilson. Spokeswoman Lucy Nasht says Governor Perry made the suggestion to transportation commissioners. The commission has scheduled a meeting for Friday to discuss the search and possibly vote on a nominee. The Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley is moving. Director Carolyn Young says they're leaving the three-story building in downtown Bryan for the Carter Creek Center off 29th Street. The museum will have the same amount of square footage, but it will all be on one floor.
Really is being used somewhat for storage. It's not being used for exhibit space or anything like that. And in this new facility, we're going to have 9,000 square feet all on one floor, very open, very amenable for our exhibits and for people to be able to just make it around from one exhibit to the other.
Young plans to be in their new home before summer camp begins June 2nd. Organizers of a petition drive to change the Bryan City Charter were at the last city council meeting asking the council to place three proposals on the November general election.
I just want to let you know that we will continue to collect signatures. This will let you know how supportive of this amendment your citizens are.
Spokeswoman Karen Hall was among those watching the council table the request. The Citizens for Bryan group are the guests of the Solros Neighborhood Association for a petition signing party Thursday evening from 6:30 until 8 at the Solros Elementary School cafeteria. Two members of the Convention and Visitors Bureau Board appointed by the College Station City Council were at the last council meeting. Peggy Callahan was among those asking to approve additional hotel occupancy tax money to award tourism grants. Waiting on our computer.
The CVB funding process is a good process. There may have been some confusion on our part as to the process that we will use this year. And if so, we acknowledge that it was our understanding that because it was the first year that we may be able to fund it twice or at request the second half. However, we want to do what this council wants us to do.
The grant committee recommended spending $76,000. That's compared to the CVB staff recommendation of $140,000 and the $250,000 asked by the organizers of 13 events. College Station Police is asking for public assistance in three weekend crimes. One involves a 19-year-old woman struck by a hit-and-run driver early Saturday morning. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says that followed a possible road rage incident between two male drivers that resulted in an argument.
Somebody thought somebody was not driving correctly, and then this vehicle stopped and began to engage in a verbal altercation with the male, who by that time had exited his vehicle.
The woman was transported to the hospital from the Duchesne Apartments at Harvey Mitchell and Southwood with life-threatening injuries. In Northgate Sunday night, a 24-year-old man and 25-year-old woman refused medical treatment after they were beaten and robbed of personal property. Flieger says five armed men were involved in the aggravated robbery on Cherry between Stasney and Tauber.
They received some slight swelling and abrasions.
And four officers were sent to the Woodlands Apartments on Harvey Mitchell Sunday to collect information on the tires of 17 vehicles that were punctured the night before. WTAW News Time is 8:08, 66 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery. Watch the chefs create edible works of art through the large viewing windows as you indulge in designer cupcakes and cookies or handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons. There's always something new to try at the Chocolate Gallery. Great for a date night, girls' day out, or just a fun excuse for a little something sweet. The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit BCS Chocolate Gallery.
Lemonade Day returns to Bryan College Station on Sunday, May 4th. Hundreds of local kids will take part, learning how to own and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. It's fun, it's free, and kids get to keep the money they earn. We do need adult partners and volunteers to help participate. To learn more and register online, go to LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets, AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
It's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moved to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Large area of high pressure continues to bring moisture up into the region from the Gulf of Mexico. That high is east of the East Florida coast this morning. Clouds may break up a bit late today, 75 to 80. Lots of clouds tonight, 65 to 70. Clouds tomorrow, there could be a shower or a thunderstorm, 80. Chance of a shower tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Thursday, clouds, chance of showers and thunderstorms with highs around 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm praying for rain in California.
Yeah.
So the grapes can grow and they can make more wine.
It's old Dino.
And I'm sitting in a honky in Chicago with a broken heart and a woman on my mind.
He's just great, isn't he?
I matched the man, could have hand the ball.
Could sing.
Do what now?
I said he could act, he could sing.
Yeah, he's really good, yeah.
He was the man.
He was, yeah.
And the music.
We got to get to the hook song here, the hook of the song.
Tennessee. They ask, who's a fool in the corner crying? I say, a little old wine drink of me.
There you go. See, there was a commercial a long time ago, and Italian Swiss colony wine. See, I remember that, and I forget important stuff. But, I mean, that was, and it ended with some little guy with a big mustache saying, you know, and this wine is made by the little old winemaker, me. That was the deal. All that to set this up, which states are the biggest wine drinkers?
California.
Well, you know, you'd think that, wouldn't you?
Right.
Per liters per capita. See, and there's where your problem is, because you got a lot of people there. So, California's number eight. Number eight. And it's 14 liters per capita, which is not bad. You know, that's a fair amount of wine. Number seven is Connecticut. Number six is Nevada. Number five is New Jersey. Number four is Massachusetts. Number three is Vermont. Number two is New Hampshire, number one, at 25.7 liters of wine per person. Washington, D.C.
Wow.
How does that make you feel? I'm a
shocked
little bit,
I am not.
I'm a little concerned about that. Oh, golly. Your bottom 10, Nebraska. Okay.
They got moonshine up there. Huh?
They do. Surprising, Texas. But again, there are a lot of people here. Mm-hmm. A lot of people. Only 5 liters per person here. Then the bottom four would be Utah, Kansas, Mississippi. Number one is West Virginia.
Yeah, moonshine, exactly.
But, again, you give anybody from West Virginia a corkscrew, they'd look at it and go, what do I do with this?
Kitchen bobber.
Yeah.
Just wait for that.
Exactly.
Just wait for that Franzia car at the next NASCAR race.
Yeah.
Is it shaped like a box? All right, here we go. It's time now for Jethro Trivia. It's our oddly informative little news quiz. Economic recovery continues at a glacial pace, so we're beginning to see signs of dangerous inflation. In fact, as soon as next month, we may see a 100% inflation. Where is it? A, the United States, B, China, C, Russia, or D, the Monopoly board game? Once again, by next month, we may see a 100% inflation in where? A, the United States, B, China, C, Russia, or D, the Monopoly board game? Okay, Patrick?
I'm between China and Monopoly. I'm going to go Monopoly.
Okay, Zach?
I'll go with the other one. I'll go with China.
Okay. Priscilla, you're here this morning. How are you today?
I'm well.
Okay, what's your answer?
Monopoly. Monopoly. Why not?
Okay, Leah?
What did Patrick say? Because I didn't.
I said Monopoly.
He said Monopoly.
Okay.
So if you want to go, Zach,
and I said China.
And he said China.
Yeah, you said China. I'm going to go with Monopoly.
Okay,
why not?
It's Monopoly. It is, as a matter of fact. Hasbro's just announced it's going to loosen up the game's longstanding house rules. Starting next year, Monopoly players everywhere may be officially be able to collect $400 when they land on Go, take home a big old pot for hitting free parking, and prevent jail-bound players from collecting rent. Oh, man. Now, here's an idea. This idea was put forth. If you want to change the rules of Monopoly, what you do is you name all the streets, the worst streets in Nevada and Arizona and Florida, where all the houses are in foreclosure. The electric company would be Enron. The cars would be made by GM, and at the end, whoever has the worst portfolio of belly-up assets gets bailed out, and the government wins the game. What do you think? Huh?
There you go.
Great idea.
Too big to fail Monopoly, we'll call it that.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, what's going on at the Humane Society?
Well, today is April Fool's.
It is.
So we are not joking. Yes, name your own price adoptions.
Okay.
That's happened today. Today only. Come by. We open at 11.
Yeah.
We're only there till 6. So.
Everything she's saying right now is true.
It is all true. Yes. Our regular adoptions, an adult cat is $50. You can't beat our regular adoption prices. We do offer specials throughout the year, and this is the one time we offer name your own price adoptions. We will let you know what the current price of the adoption is. Again, $50 for adult cat, $95 for an adult dog, $125 for a puppy, $95 for a kitten, occasional ambassador dog critter in there that might be $150. But anyhow, then we let you know how much it cost us to get that animal ready, which actually runs in somewhere between the $350 to $400 range to get that animal ready for adoption, between the vaccines, the spay, neuter, deworming, microchipping, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. All the pet stuff that's involved with it as well that are, community members, businesses, et cetera, are willing to donate towards those adoptable pets. So then you'll let us know what you're going to pay for the adoption. And we're not going to complain if you want to pay more than the adoption.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a nice suggestion.
We'll take that anytime. It's tax season, and I know it's a little late for write-offs this year, but hey, we're always working for that too. So,
sure.
Great opportunities there. So, that's happening today. Again, only today. Name your own price adoptions. We will be out at PetSmart over the weekend. We were there last weekend. Last weekend was really busy. We had big event kids. We were at the vet school open house, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. So back to PetSmart only this weekend. Really great opportunity out there to see some dogs. Some of them come from foster homes, and you can talk with the foster home, or, if the foster home just left them, you can talk with the person we have there that knows a little bit more about the dog because they have that connection with the foster home and so forth. So really great opportunity there to know a little bit more. We have cats that are regularly at PetSmart that are there for adoption anytime PetSmart's open. So a little bit different hours from the shelter, a little longer. And then Sundays, obviously, as well. And obviously, all of our animals are spayed or neutered, have at least a basic round of vaccinations. They're microchipped. All our return to owner pets, so strays that come in, get microchipped as well. And it's a really great way to keep ID on your pet. They're out and about. I'm actually looking for my collar as we speak.
Oh.
not mine, but my pet's.
Yeah.
She's microchipped, fortunately. I'm not real sure where. I'm pretty sure she packed it off somewhere. Anyhow, great opportunity. Get your animal microchipped. No appointment necessary. Just come by the shelter, and we can take care of that for you. $25. And it'll take you longer to fill out all the contact information than it will for us to microchip your pet.
Sure.
So Adopt-a-Thon is just around the corner. That's May 3rd. I know that's a little bit of ways away, but it's only a month away. We're looking to increase our pet fit care fair this year. So if you have a pet-related business that you're interested in having a booth out there, let us know. We've tried to rack our brain on everybody that we could think of, but I was actually driving home yesterday and saw a new mobile grooming thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, huh, I have to Google that.
Yeah.
And see if they have some contact information. So it's the town's growing, and so are all the pet-related businesses, obviously, as well. So great opportunities all around. So check out our website, aggielandhumane.org. Our website now has a lost and found page for the animals that are stray within our building. Used to be only the adoptables were on our website. Now, if they come in and they are in a stray hold, they are on the lost and found page. Our stray hold for animals, stray animals across the state of Texas is 3 days. We offer it here in Brazos County. If you have a current Brazos County tag, your stray hold then is $10. So those pets with current Brazos County tags or microchips that track and link with those county tags, because we do understand they lose their collars, like I'm dealing with now.
did you mention that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Something about that 3 acres. Your backyard. Yeah. So we go ahead, and if it's linked with a microchip, that stray hold goes up to 10 days for you to come and claim your pet. And it really helps when folks are out of town and that responsible friend didn't come look for their pet that they let out. So more information on that county tags. And again, the lost and found page. If you think you're missing your pet, even if you're like, oh, I'm pretty sure it'll come back, you know, cats, that's the thing with cats that people think, oh, well, it'll come back in a day or so. And well, your neighbor picked it up, brought it in before you knew it. It was adopted out and you didn't come and look for a month and a half. And your description of your cat, we find this the most inaccurate when it comes to what people think their cats are. So come in and look. Take a picture. If your cat is sitting in front of you right now, take a picture of it. And so then you have a picture of it and you can show us, because that's so much better. Again, website, aggielandhumane.org.
There you go.
Check us out on Facebook, Aggie Land Humane Society.
All right, very good. Thank you, Leah. Appreciate
Thank
that.
You.
And today, the April Fool Day is only good for today. Yeah, all right. Hey, Priscilla, what's up?
Good morning.
What you got for us today?
All right. We have a special business after hours this Thursday, April 3rd from 5:30 to 7, sponsored by the Brazos Valley Symphony, and it will be at the Brazos County Expo Complex. I'm sorry, Brazos Valley Expo Complex. And this is exciting. They're going to have their premier market out there to raise funds for the symphony. It is free to all chamber members that come. Free to
gotcha.
All chamber
uh-huh.
members that come, okay?
Right.
So come on out and support the Brazos Valley Symphony and see all the good shopping that's coming out. We have our job fair on Wednesday, April 16th at the Hilton from 11:30 to 4. And this is sponsored by Reynolds and Reynolds. Thank you. You can contact Lucia if you would like to get a booth. For members, it's $200. And for non-members, it's $250. And if you're looking for a job, of course, it's free to attend at the Hilton Wednesday, April 16th, 11:30 to 4. We have also the Taste of Aggieland coming up, always a fun and yummy event, Tuesday, April 29th at the Brazos County Expo Complex, sponsored by HEB. Thank you very much. Lots of good food to taste. That's from 5:45 to 8:15 p.m. Premium tickets are $50, and that includes a plate to put all your food on, VIP seating.
That way you don't have to eat out of your hand, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. if you want a regular ticket, that's $25. And if you want to bring your kids, 12 and under is only $5. Again, Lucia's in charge of this event, so you can reach her at lucia@bcschamber.org if you want more information. Today we are celebrating with Keystone Millworks. They have been in business for 25 years. Congratulations. So we are having a ribbon cutting for them at 11:30 a.m. At 1740 Shiloh in Bryan. And I want to shout out to our Platinum Member Spotlight, College Station Medical Center. Thank you for all you do for the Chamber and the community.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank
Talk
you.
To you soon. Okay. We visit with the folks from the Chamber as well on Tuesdays, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
It's April 1st, and this is no joke. If you're using an XP computer, you have exactly 1 week to upgrade. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. I'll be right back. Most home security systems have a dangerous design flaw that can leave you helpless. Watch out for alarms that rely on a landline. Why? All a burglar needs is a simple pair of scissors, and your alarm is finished. Even expensive alarms from big-name companies have this defect. You shell out $1,500, you get locked into a long-term contract, but you're just a snip away from disaster. SimpliSafe Home Security is a revolutionary alarm system. It was designed by Harvard engineers to really protect your home. SimpliSafe is entirely wireless. It uses a built-in cellular signal to alert the monitoring center. That means burglars have nothing to cut, so you stay safer. Professional monitoring is under $15 a month. Their alarms keep you safer than the other guys for half the cost, and there are no contracts. Protect your home with the alarm I trust. Visit SimpliSafeKim.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeKim.com. Don't get stuck in a long-term contract. Get SimpliSafe at SimpliSafeKim.com. Here it is, April Fool's Day once again, but today, what I have to say is no joke. In just 1 week, Microsoft is stopping all support for its 13-year-old XP Windows operating system. Call it D-Day for Dump It Day, April 8th. It's not that you have to abandon the old system just to be in vogue, nor is this some scheme from Microsoft to force you to buy something new. The issue is much more serious. The XP system is tired and obsolete. It's too much trouble for Microsoft to maintain it. So there will be no more security updates ever. The bad guys know this, and there's no question that they'll be working double time, looking to exploit every person in the world who's still using XP. Yes, I know a new computer is expensive, but credit theft, banking fraud, your loss of privacy is even more. Don't wait any longer. Read more about this and get the latest tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Stocks appear headed for a higher opening. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The futures suggest the stock market will start the second quarter on a positive note, a strong showing by some overseas markets and upbeat manufacturing data from the Eurozone could lend some support today. Congressional testimony from General Motors chief executive will get a lot of attention. Mary Barra will discuss GM recalls during her appearance in front of lawmakers. Chrysler is the first of the automakers to report on March sales, and the numbers are impressive. Chrysler says total U.S. sales were up 13% from March of last year. Demand for Ram trucks and Jeep SUVs was especially strong. Business improved last week for the nation's big retailers. The Council of Shopping Centers says chain store sales increased more than 3.5%. And if you're a beer drinker, you're likely to find more craft beer available when you fly. More airlines are stocking craft beers as passengers tell them they want to drink what they're used to drinking on the ground. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at Math Made
Easy. The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Do game day right. With LG, it's all possible. LG offers everything you need to do game day right. TVs that offer lifelike picture quality, brilliant colors, and exceptional clarity. And appliances turn chore time into your time. Rely on the LG appliance team. LG Turbo Wash and door-in-door refrigerator to help you get things done so you have time to enjoy life's good moments. Come check out the latest in LG innovations at your local Best Buy or online at bestbuy.com/LG.
Texas A&M women's basketball team took part in the Lincoln NCAA regional last night and took on the number one team in the country, UConn, also the number one seed. And it would come up short, but the Aggies losing it by a final score of 69-54. A&M finishes the season at 27-9. Back in SEC competition this year, they were 13-3. Walker had 14, Williams had 13 in the ball game last night. And again, UConn will win it 69-54. Meanwhile, back at home tonight, Texas A&M men's baseball team will take on Houston at Bluebell Park. First pitch will be at 6:35. The Aggies coming off a 1-2 performance this past weekend when they traveled over to Athens, Georgia to take on the Bulldogs. So it's the Houston Cougars and your Texas Aggies tonight at Bluebell Park. Again, first pitch tonight will be at 6:35. Our broadcast will begin at 6. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves the 9-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Governor Rick Perry wants state transportation officials to pick a Texas A&M University official and former military leader to take the reins at the Texas Department of Transportation. Perry is encouraging Texas Transportation Commissioners to tap Joe Weber, A&M's Vice President of Student Affairs, to replace Phil Wilson as TxDOT's Executive Director. Perry spokeswoman Lucy Nash confirmed that Monday. Perry and Weber both graduated from A&M in 1972. Weber has served as A&M's Vice President for Student Affairs since 2008. Three Weekend Crimes has College Station police requesting public assistance. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says two people were beaten and robbed by five armed men while they were walking on Cherry Street in the Northgate District Sunday night.
Personal items such as wallet, purse, things of that nature.
Early Saturday morning, a 19-year-old woman was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries after she was struck by an SUV in the parking lot of Duchesne Apartments at Harvey Mitchell in Southwood. Flieger says that followed a possible case of road rage between two male drivers who had pulled over and started arguing.
That it was over driving behaviors that had been involved between the two of them as to, you know, who cut whom off or reported to, you know, have done something wrong. That we don't know.
And at another apartment complex off Harvey Mitchell, the Woodlands, there were 17 vehicles that had punctured tires.
Generally, it was either one or both of the rear tires of each of the vehicles. It wasn't all four tires.
Four officers were sent to collect information from those victims. After 18 years in downtown Bryan, the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley is moving.
Rose Rock Investments approached us if we might be interested in selling this wonderful building. And after the board discussed different aspects of it, they felt it would be in the best interest of the Children's Museum and our community at large to do this.
Director Carolyn Young says moving to the Carter Creek Center on East 29th brings the museum closer to College Station and gains more usable floor space.
A lot of mixed emotions, but really looking at it, just taking the emotions out of it and looking at it, what's best for the community, for the Children's Museum, and this relocation is really going to do it.
The new museum will open before summer camps begin June 2nd. While the Bryan City Council at its last meeting tabled a request to place three proposals to change the city charter, supporters continue to collect signatures. And spokeswoman Karen Hall told the council they're willing to assist with the election.
We'll be able to supply volunteers to work the polls. We'll take the training from Karen McQueen and do whatever needs to be done. I've worked as an election judge myself. So we can probably diminish that cost down to, zero.
Thursday night, the Sol Ross Neighborhood Association is hosting a petition signing party for the Citizens for Bryan group at Sol Ross Elementary School from 6:30 until 8:30. College Station City Council members were asked again at the last meeting to approve additional funding for tourism grants through the Convention and Visitors Bureau. That included comments from Scott Schaefer, one of the council's two appointed members to the CVB board.
We spent about 5 hours on this recently, and it was time well spent. I just wanted to encourage this group and to support this process. It's a really well thought out, well organized process. We're able to make really good informed decisions about how to support organizations who want to hold events in the community. It allows the CVB to get a handle on how best to distribute funds across a diversity of events and in a way that supports a year-round economy.
Funding would come from the respective city's hotel occupancy tax. The CVB received applications totaling $250,000. CVB staff recommended awarding $140,000 of those dollars, and the grant committee pared that down to $76,000. Ray Hutchison is being remembered for his efforts in developing North Texas. The husband of former Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison has died at the age of 81. Congressman Joe Barton says Hutchison was a man of great patience, tolerance, and integrity.
He's somebody that when I needed the unvarnished counsel, I could call him and he would give it to me. You know, he will be missed.
Hutchison was a former chairman of the Texas Republican Party and held Bring the Texas Rangers Here from Washington and was involved in expanding DFW Airport. Texas retailers, hotels, and restaurants have launched an immigration reform push. The coalition includes the Texas Association of Retailers, the Restaurant Association, and the Texas Hotel Association, all representing industries needing low-skilled workers. Justin Bragiel of the Texas Hotel and Lodging Association says they simply can't find employees to fill those jobs.
We're looking for a way in order to fill our positions and verify that our employees are eligible to work in the United States, to work for our businesses, and to do so in a way that doesn't increase liability and doesn't increase our costs.
The state effort joins the National Partnership for a New Economy in an effort to streamline the immigration system. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 67 degrees. More news at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options, or call 936-825-0500.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
It's 8:37. Let's find some weather out there. Well, there it is. We can look out there and see it. Anyway. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. Give them a call. They can check up on your program. They have a checkup program. Come out twice a year. Make sure that your equipment's running properly. Give them a call at 690-2278.
Some low cloudiness, maybe a little bit of mist here and there this morning. It looks like the clouds may break by late afternoon, high 75 to 80, but they will fill back in tonight. It's going to be 65 to 70. Tomorrow, considerable cloudiness. Could see a shower or a thunderstorm come through. 80. Chance of a shower tomorrow night, 65 to 70. There's the potential for a passing shower or a thunderstorm on Thursday. Highs Thursday afternoon near 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know, we've talked, I guess maybe most recently yesterday, discussing our political system and having the two-party system, and there are good things and bad things about that, obviously. And so with that in mind, Ukraine's presidential election season took an interesting turn over the weekend when Darth Vader declared his candidacy.
All right. Hey, he's part of the Republic. That's a good thing,
right? That's it, yeah, promising that he knows what it takes to rebuild an empire. Vader, or at least somebody wearing the costume, has filed paperwork at the Central Elections Commission to make his candidacy official for Ukraine's presidential election slated May 25th. You know, one of the good things about that would be that because it's a costume, he could be making appearances simultaneously in many places. Now you need to kind of make sure that your message is the same, okay? But aside from that, I guess that'd be okay.
I have altered the deal.
Yeah.
Pray I do not alter it further.
Very nice. Oh, wow. But is there an app? Is that what you're doing there?
No, I spoke into a styrofoam cup.
Oh, okay.
The new Darth Vader app.
Yeah, exactly.
Into a styrofoam cup for you.
We are like so high tech.
Download for 10 cents in break room.
Very nice. Okay. Well, there may be some of those who feel, some of us who feel that the Pink Panther just wouldn't be the same without Blake Edwards or Peter Sellers as Inspector Clouseau.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't matter to MGM. Deadline says that the company is developing a new movie in the series, which will focus on more of the famous cat burglar than on the cop tracking him, much like the cartoon did. There were 11 Pink Panther features over 5 decades. I didn't remember that there had been that many.
Well, was one that came out a couple of years ago with Steve Martin, he was Clouseau, but
yeah,
it was all right.
Yeah, well, it's not the same.
It's not the same.
Yeah, Peter Sellers pretty much owned that. Astronauts who go into space come back with rounder hearts. Scientists who had astronauts regularly take images of their hearts with ultrasound machines found that the organ becomes more spherical in space by a factor of 9%, as a matter of fact.
Jeez.
Researchers believe that the change in shape, which is temporary, indicates that the heart is performing less efficiently in zero gravity. Well, I don't think that'd be surprising at all. I would have to think there are a whole bunch of things that wouldn't work as well. I mean, we could start with the pen. Remember that? They had to come up with a special pen that would be able to write in space.
I wonder if you could even see the same effects just having someone lie on their back for that long, because it's, you know, gravity based.
Sure, it is. But it is. But also, you're also lacking. I can see that, but you're lacking
zero gravity.
You're lacking gravity at all from any location.
Sure,
in other words, with gravity be pulling down. But nonetheless, and it'd be interesting to know how soon it goes back to its original shape.
Hmm.
Don't know.
Or
that.
What kind of effects it has once you're back on Earth.
Yep. Well, you know, and again, a long time ago, they put those guys into isolation when they came back for a while, just to make sure, because they didn't know if something was up there.
No space bugs.
Yep, that we didn't know anything about and, you know, find out about the wrong way.
One of them's an alien or something.
Yeah, like. Right. We'd all turn into Martians with really big heads and, like, you know, we'd die because of music from Slim Whitman. But anyway, here's a scientifically proven way to make your home office smarter by extension. Make yourself smarter.
Well, duh.
Really now. Get a plant. Put it nearby and keep it alive. Okay, the first two, pretty easy. Third one, maybe not so. Pretty simple, but it is effective. Researchers at Norwegian University of Life Sciences say participants working in a room with plants improved their performance, while those in a room without plants did not. Researchers also found that offices with plants reported a reduction in fatigue during demanding work.
Well, we've got the great people from Green Teams plants here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and I think it probably does help. We do put plants in our homes. We do put plants in our businesses, especially in common areas where we want people to see them. Strange, because we want the climate. We want the air conditioning. But at the same time, we like the idea of maybe of having the surroundings of green.
Plus, it improves oxygen, right?
That's right, because it puts a little bit of oxygen.
Well, I imagine if you're the one taking care of it, it makes you responsible for something.
Well, there you go. That's it.
I don't know how dumb you get if you kill it.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
It's time to celebrate our local environmental heroes at the Keep Brazos Beautiful Annual Awards Gala. Join us as we honor those who have made an impact on our environment on Friday, May 2nd at the Hilton College Station. It's an evening of dinner, dancing, silent auctions, and celebration. The Emerald City Awards Gala benefits KBB's efforts to educate and engage citizens to keep our community clean, green, and beautiful. For ticket sales and table sponsorships, visit keepbrazosbeautiful.org or call 775-356.
Good morning, 8:43, News Talk 1620, WTAW, U.S. Americans eat an astonishingly disturbing amount of pizza. That's not a newsflash. It's become customary to periodically hear about how much pizza we eat, you know, like the size of a football field in a week or whatever. But what may come as a surprise is that pizza's popularity, long on the rise in the U.S., appears to finally be leveling off. Although consumption is high, it seems to have decreased just slightly over the past 2 years. Thoughts?
It's because we're stuffing our pretzels with pepperoni now.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah. Of course. The delivery system can change.
I don't know. I feel like it's up.
Yeah?
What if they had pretzel crust?
Ooh.
Oh.
No.
Stuffed with cheese?
No. It's all wrong.
That is wrong.
My heart's already going in a circle.
See, now, and we were discussing it just over the weekend because, I mean, Sonic just doesn't do, they don't miss, okay? They just, most everything they do is pretty all right. But I don't get the hot dog pretzel bun thing. I don't get that.
Have you had one?
No, I haven't. And maybe that's it.
I had one.
Okay. Well, it sounds to me like we have a difference of opinion between you two.
Well, they have different. I'm trying to think if I've tried a pretzel bun hot dog. I've tried a pretzel bun burger before, but It was at a different establishment with a little redheaded child in the thing. Uh-huh. And I thought it was okay. It was nothing just real special. But then again, you don't go to. I mean, it's not like you're like, oh yeah, fast food. Going to try this new exotic stuff with that because obviously okay. it's going to be the bee's knees.
Wow.
I love that term. Don't laugh.
Wow. Very nice. That's going way back, buddy. That's
the bee's knees.
I like that. Okay. Anyway. All right, here you go. Wash your ears out with this one. Over 40% of U.S. Americans are carrying around some sort of parasite.
Goo.
Yeah, these tiny organisms can cause big problems, obviously, according to Daniel Erno, who's the author of Stealth Germs in Your Body. Some of us are more prone than others. If you've got a cat, wash your hands thoroughly after dealing with the litter box.
I figured cats were going to be involved.
Just don't get a cat. Okay. If you like to hike and camp, don't drink the water out there. Pack your own.
Yep.
Yeah. Swimming in lakes. And, you know, we've had that problem here in Texas. People who ski, for instance, or jet ski, and the water flies up into their nose. And can cause problems,
especially
as well.
Whenever you take as many headers skiing as I do.
And that too. But again, if it's the spray, I don't know that there's a lot you can do about that. Also, if you're ever tempted to eat raw meat, don't. Not all parasites are tiny. There's the tapeworm that can live in your intestine for more than a decade and potentially grow to 50 feet long.
Have you ever seen that show Monsters Inside Me?
No.
It's on Discovery. Oh. Y'all never heard of it before?
I've heard of it. I hadn't seen it.
I haven't really watched it. But that's kind of what. That's exactly what it reminds me of.
I do not want to watch that.
Mm. All right, here we go. It's a new device to check the purity of your marijuana at home. Marijuana strains sold in 20 states where it's legal are not well tested. And some are even beset with E. coli, mold, and pesticides.
Whoa.
As more states legalize marijuana, consumer demand for organic, chemical-free weed is going to increase. MyDX, this is a handheld device that tests the purity of the weed and hopes to make sure that your mind is at ease as you get ready to toke.
Hey, man, it's all natural. It comes from the earth,
exactly.
Man.
This is the good stuff.
Yeah,
bro.
Exactly. The small testing kit connects to a smartphone app. To immediately tell users if this NSA contains chemicals. Yeah, exactly. Let me just go ahead and copy them.
Hey, this guy's smoking. Yeah.
Users simply place a sample in the device's sliding tray and wait for the results. Sensors inside the device act as electronic noses and detect marker molecules in vapor form.
The device also conveys whether the sample will make users happy, social, distracted, so on, depending on the strain. Now, that I don't. I really don't. No, there are too many variables with the person who's consuming,
exactly,
the amount that they consume. Anyway, the cannabis sensors are only the first step. This company plans to create three other sensor packages for the device. Organa will test for pesticides on fruits and vegetables. Oh, yes, sure. That's what you're doing, it as a public service. This is for the dope heads. Aqua, which will check water samples, and Aero, which will test air quality. Okay. You're going to walk around with your cell phone in the air? Is that it, to check the air? Yeah. Anyway, currently funded by Indiegogo.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Once it's like Kickstarter.
Okay. When available, it will cost $400 to $500.
Jeez. Of course it will.
Guess what? Yeah. Right. That is a lot of Twinkies, you know?
Dayhill, the Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Lemonade Day returns to Bryan College Station on Sunday, May 4th. Hundreds of local kids are expected to take part, learning how to start, own, and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. It's a fun, free, citywide event where kids get to make and keep the money they earn. To learn more and register online, go to LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com.
Hey, Brazos Valley, it's Pete Laird with Harvey Warspangers. Last month, I talked about the Cajun Burger, and sure enough, it's been so popular, we're carrying it over another month. People really love the handmade patty of andouille sausage and fresh Angus beef, the melted pepper jack cheese, the hand-breaded crawfish tails, all served up on a grilled sourdough bun with hand-cut fries. Also, spring is here, and with the weather getting nicer every day, our new patio promises to be something you're going to really enjoy. Lots of room, music, your favorite game on TV, not to mention Texas craft beers and the best burgers around. So come enjoy yourself while the days are mild and the nights are pleasant. Also treat yourself to our new dessert, chocolate chip Wookiees. Wookiees are fresh waffles made from homemade chocolate chip cookie dough. If you've ever enjoyed hot chocolate chip cookies right out of the oven, then you have an idea of what's in store when you order Wookiees. I'm not sure what's the best part. Maybe the wonderful smell, the gooey chocolate chips, the bluebell ice cream. I guess you'll just have to come decide for yourself. Harvey Washbangers, 1802 Texas Avenue, just south of Harvey Road and College Station, home of the Banger Burger.
Wow, that doesn't sound half bad. We have to try one of those. All right. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's see what else we got going on. Okay, waitress in Boise, Idaho is accused of attacking a customer. Officers say the unidentified patron complained about receiving poor service at Faux 79 restaurant. That's when 29-year-old Truck Juan allegedly punched the victim in the face. You complain to the wait staff and they punch you in the face? The restaurant owner says he was stunned at what happened, adding, "She hit the customer. I heard boom. I go out and tell her, no, no, no." Police say that when they tried to approach the waitress, she became confrontational, resisted arrest, and even kicked an officer. She charged with battery of a law officer and resisting arrest. Wow. Okay. Got that going on for you. Let's see what else we have happening. A sneaky convicted drug dealer making a daring escape from a prison in Germany when he crammed into a box that was bound for the recycling plant and rode with the rest of the cans, bottles, and cardboard boxes. After safely passing the prison walls, he cut himself out of the box and into the tarp covering the truck. He is still on the loose. That's pretty smart.
You got to give props to that guy. That's like some Andy Dufresne stuff right there.
Yeah, observe the system, said, I got an opportunity right here. Let me make the most of this. That's, that's not...
Make a movie and have Morgan Freeman narrate it. And Andy. I can't do Morgan Freeman.
That's okay. That's all right. That's very good. So now, use of Instagram has jumped 35% in the United States in the last year. You do it?
No, I mean, I tried it, and I had an account so I could see friends' pictures, but yeah. No, I don't.
Well, I mean, because what's missing there? I mean, what does it do that other like things don't do.
You can hashtag it so it kind of fits in with others. So I really don't know, Scott. Okay, I don't use it much. I don't know if Patrick would know.
Yeah,
or not,
so we'll ask him when he finishes his paper route, and he can tell us all about this. This is kind of surprising when I read this morning. The fur trade is now worth $40 billion. Getting the blame or credit, I'm not sure, for the booming fur biz are runways. According to the new figures released by the International Fur Foundation, the fur trade is worth more than $40 billion to the global economy. London Telegraph says it's about on par with what the global worth of the Wi-Fi market is. Fur sales account for an estimated $35.8 billion. Farming was factored in at around $7.8 billion. Employment sectors total more than 1 million. It's just that there was certainly a time when that was not the case at all. Fur was horrible, and people would protest that. You know, women would say, I'd rather go naked than wear fur. And again, popular society, right? You put that out there, you put that on the runways, and maybe that's what makes the difference.
A lot of men said, we wish you would too.
Yeah. There you go. All right, so here, now, you're back in Troy, just so you can answer, you can be the tech guy here. Instagram jumped 35%, the use of it, in the U.S. last year. Nearly 35 million people on a monthly basis, according to the new information. That would bring Instagram close to where U.S. Twitter users were at the end of last year, just over 43 million. So Zach was saying that's not, he had an account, but not really anything he's active in. So what does Instagram provide in the marketplace that wasn't already there before?
Just a quick way for just pictures and just people to either like it or comment on it, and that's it. It's just pictures.
Okay.
And honestly, I don't even completely understand it because I don't know how you get people to follow you or anything. I don't.
Right. Nobody, I mean, people just. Me. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I see people with 11,000 people following whatever. I mean, they take pictures of coffee. It's all about the filters. It's like, take a good picture and make it look terrible with these stupid filters. And,
yeah.
And people
love
it.
Yeah, yeah, I got you.
I'm all about that Snapchat, dog.
What does that mean?
Snapchat?
Yeah.
Speaking
or
of foreign
language. Oh, that's
here.
The thing that makes the picture go away in 10 seconds,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah,
is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Well,
nudge,
no,
nudge,
there's
wink,
an app,
wink, you know
there's
what I mean?
An app for your iPhone where it will automatically screenshot every Snapchat that comes across.
Yeah,
and
see?
And it won't tell the other person that
Ooh.
You screenshot it. Because that was supposed to be the trick. If you screenshot it, it'll say, hey, they took a picture of it. Well, not anymore.
Some people are in trouble.
Oh, but yeah, no kidding. There are people right now diving for the phone.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right. A celebrity impersonator spent $25,000 in plastic surgery to look like Jennifer Lawrence.
Hmm? Yeah, I heard that. I haven't seen pictures of her, though.
I want to know how much money she's got that she can do that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just, wow. In England, clowns are almost extinct. officially, there are about 100 professional clowns left in the UK. Researchers think the shortage is caused by coulrophobia. That is a fear of clowns among the British public. Well, coulrophobia is a fear of clowns. You know,
it doesn't matter where you're at.
Of the UK. Basically, nobody wants to hire them anymore. Clowns are also as popular as ever in other parts of Europe, but apparently just not in the UK.
So. I never, unless it's like in at a circus or something, like hiring clowns for your birthday parties.
Yeah.
Or something. It's
yeah.
Just, no, I wouldn't know about
well,
that.
Well, Chase would talk about it. Chase didn't like clowns. He
oh,
scared,
really?
Scared
My
of
mother
clowns,
doesn't like clowns.
Yeah,
she's very
yeah.
scared of clowns.
The future of comedy may be involving robots. A PhD student at Queen Mary University in London has revealed a robot that performs stand-up.
Oh, my
Toby
God.
Toby Harris has created a show called Comedy Lab, Human versus Robot. It features a droid robot named Robothespian competing against a pair of human comics. The performance at London's center earned Harris a prize for demonstrating science in action. Well, which is good, but how does the robot handle a heckler? I'm just saying. I mean,
lasers.
Think about that. Yeah, really. I mean, yeah.
Zap.
You talk about the ultimate comeback. Yeah. Oh, but anyhow, every phase of our life. Every phase of our life. That's what's going to happen.
I just blew it. Oh, no. You go for it. How about we skip the robot comedy? Yeah,
okay.
Three guys walk into a bar.
Very nice. Very good. All right. Let's see on this date in history. Kind of an interesting thing. You don't know the guy. If I say Oliver Pollock, you have any idea who that is?
Jackson's brother.
No, it's very nice, but it's not. In 1778, he was a businessman in New Orleans, and he created the dollar symbol.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that's right. And another kind of pretty big deal. Do you know Samuel Morey? Do you know him?
I don't know.
He patented this little thing called the internal combustion engine in 1826. I'd say that.
I should know
those
him.
Those two things
Golly,
happened.
That's important.
Yeah. The Wrigley Company, founded in Chicago in 1891. I think they sold flour first. And then they kind of got into that whole gum thing. And so we'll see how that's working out for him. 1963, this date, General Hospital debuted. So there you go. 1976, this guy named Steve Jobs and this guy named Steve Wozniak founded that Apple thing. 1985, sports.